welcome to Trivia Tuesday. I'm Grace. I'm an adult services librarian here at Cromaine and your trivia host this evening. Here's how you play. I'll read a question and you'll have 30 seconds to come up with your answer. During that time, our staff team, the Dewey Decimators, will also be working on an answer, so you can listen and play along with them if you like, and I'll ask you to decide on your final answer and ask the staff team to shout out theirs. Then I'll reveal the correct answer. If you came up with that answer, give yourself a point. See how many points you can get and hopefully learn something new. Let's get ready to play.
So our next summertime theme is snacks. So we've got 5 questions about summertime food and beverages.
All right.
Decimators, are you ready for snack time?
Ready.
I'm always ready for snack time.
First question. The most popular grilling day of the year in the US is the 4th of July. What other 2 days closely compete for second place? Your time starts now.
Memorial Day.
Labor Day and Memorial Day?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, 20 seconds till you find out.
Oh, but what about Father's Day?
I was just thinking that too, because Father's Day is like a good day.
Yeah.
And it is coming up, so.
Father's Day and Memorial Day?
Well, we definitely have Memorial Day.
Yes.
Yep. Do we want to do Labor Day or Father's Day?
Labor Day was my gut feeling. Okay.
We'll go with those 2.
All right. Labor Day and Memorial Day are correct.
Yay.
Nice job. Question number 2. The average ear of corn has how many rows of kernels?
Oh my gosh. You're killing us, Grace. 40-ish?
I have no idea.
15?
I'm trying to picture.
12. 82. I know, same. Because I eat corn a lot in the summer because it's delicious. And I have never paid attention.
I will now.
All right, your time's up. What are you thinking?
No idea.
I like 12. Did you say 12, Heather? Yeah.
All right, we'll say 12.
Okay.
It is 16, but you're close.
You're so close.
Nicely done. Okay. All right, now we've got an ice cream question. From 1971 until 2002, Dairy Queen's mascot was this cartoon character. Your time starts now.
A queen.
It's a little cartoon boy that you would definitely probably recognize.
Oh, is it Charlie Brown?
Oh, maybe. All I think of with Dairy Queen is blizzards. But yeah, we could do Charlie Brown.
Mm-hmm. All right, time's up. Did you want to go with Charlie Brown?
Do we?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is Dennis the Menace.
Oh, of course
yes.
It is.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, shoot.
Which is so funny because I did not remember that at all until I was trying to come up with these questions. And it was like, oh yeah, Dennis the Menace was on the little, the cone wrapper.
He was, yes.
Okay. Question number 4. You'll probably dip your tortilla chips in some delicious, refreshing pico de gallo this summer. Can you tell me what pico de gallo translates to? Your 30 seconds starts now.
I know French.
I will say in my defense that 7 people RSVP'd for this, so I made them harder than I would think that it was just the 3 of us. And then there would be more guesses thrown out there. All right. Do you have a guess for pico de gallo?
Pieces of gallo. I have no idea.
Pieces of gallo. I don't know.
It is a rooster's beak.
Really? That wasn't even in the realm of like what I was thinking. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Question number 5. This is your final question for the snack round. What were the 2 original flavors you could choose for your Slurpee? Time starts now.
Red.
And Coke.
And brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, Coke and cherry.
Yeah, Coke and cherry. Oh, now I want a Slurpee.
Field trip.
Yeah. I used to mix them when I was a kid, like just mix a bunch of different flavors. Yeah.
Yeah, they have like hundreds of Slurpee flavors now. All right, time is up. What's your final guess?
Coke and cherry.
You are correct. Coke and cherry were the original Slurpee flavors. Nice job. All right, Decimators, in summertime snacks, you got 2 out of 5.
Oh. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
But we learned new things today.
We did.
Friends at home, let us know how you did.